Okay, so this video might have to be a two-part because there's so much information in here. However, I've got some wild connections to be made here. Now, this video is for entertainment purposes only. It just so happens that this entertainment's got receipts. So, I'm going to talk about a club called the Club of Rome. Apparently, it's a very exclusive club that only accepts 100 members of the brightest minds in the world. Now, Pierre Elliott Trudeau was one of those members, so I highly doubt that this has anything to do with IQ and has a lot to do with how much money you have in your bank, but let's just pretend to believe them. Now, their entire belief system runs on eugenics and neo-Malthusianism. And neo-Malthusianism means population control. So, in the 1968, this club was formed, by the way, in a Rockefeller like committee kind of thing. And it's also very interconnected to other groups such as the Bilderbergs, the Committee of 300, which called us a bunch of useless eaters, and a bunch of secret societies that also want to depopulate us. Now, one of the major goals of the Club of Rome is to reduce the world's population by 2 billion people through war, famine, abortion, and disease. Yeah, I mean, a wonderful club. It's also the parent club to the World Economic Forum. Surprise, surprise. So, this group decides to team up with the CIA in a project called MK Naomi, where they made the AIDS virus and they decided to depopulate a portion of the population that they deemed unfit. Yeah, let me show So, yeah. Pause to read. Basically, they decided to exterminate undesirable elements of society. And how did they do this? Through AIDS. And Project MK Naomi, which, by the way, is a biowarfare and chemical warfare project that the CIA did with Club of Rome. And how did they infect people with HIV in 1978? With the hepatitis B vaccine. Yeah, isn't that awesome? And if you think that that's far-fetched, basically, pause to read this because it literally states that the microbe would be introduced by vaccine to the masses. The prophylactic would be used by the elite. The cure will be administered to survivors when it was decided that enough people had died. No red flags there at all. But don't worry, I know what you're going to say. Well, you know, things have changed. That was back in the 70s. Well, let me show you a manuscript called The Global 2000 that they wrote and gave out to governments about population control. That happened in the 80s. Pause to read this. Basically, it is telling the government that the world population growth has dramatic consequences if something is not drastically done. Now it gets weirder because in my next video, I will show Fauci talking about actually making the pandemic that happened in 2020.